Middlesex Association for the Blind, supporting people with sight loss since 1922. Outlook, Autumn Winter Edition, 2023 to 2024. Covering Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. This free MAB Outlook magazine is produced in print, braille, USB and email. Registered charity number 207007. Mission statement. The Middlesex Association for the Blind aims to support people who are blind or partially sighted to lead independent lives. The association achieves this through the local provision and delivery of a range of high-quality services, advice and information to people across 9 London boroughs. Contents. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. Donations, wills and legacies. Meek legacy. Holiday and club grants. Testimonials, IT and home visiting services. MAB, services and news. Envision, navigating the internet. Ealing Social Club for the Blind, information. Other news, volunteers and testimonials. Testimonial, employment and home visiting services. Frameless, audio described tools. Mobile Resource Unit, MRU, demonstrations. Inspiring story on assistive technology. Kew Gardens Sensory Tours, iMatter. Testimonial, rapid response counselling. Testimonial, home visiting services. Testimonial, employment service. MAB, Board of Trustees. MAB, VIP clubs. Braille Bliss, greeting cards. Testimonial, home visiting service, contact numbers, contributing to Outlook, and thank you. Message from our CEO, Valerie Hill. After what I hope has been a restful and joyous Christmas break for you all, we are now embracing 2024 with the mixture of successes and challenges this new year will undoubtedly bring. MAB carries on playing its part in supporting service users through the cost of living crisis, sharing relevant resources in each borough, as well as helping spread the NHS winter messages and keep people as healthy as possible. Our support workers communicate those important messages through our ever-popular social clubs, now up and running in each of our 9 boroughs. Our mobile resource unit is also proving instrumental in sharing key health prevention information in addition to raising awareness of the sight loss pathway. We are humbled and ever so grateful for the support we have received again this year. Whether you supported us through our bequest, calendar or Christmas appeals, or chose to donate to us in other ways, please accept our heartfelt thanks. We could not deliver our services without your help. Whether you are an individual, a local authority, trust or philanthropy, we are indebted to you all. Our staff, trustees and volunteers are all instrumental in the success of MAB and I thank them for their continued dedication. All my very best wishes to you all as we look forward to warmer, brighter days in the months to come. Donations, wills and legacies. Will you or won't you? David Delaney chose to use our free will writing service recently. We interviewed him to hear about his experience. My first question to David was, why did you want to draw up a will? David said, I was starting to feel anxious. I live in an area that is classed as a rich area and the houses here are expensive. I started worrying about what would happen if I had to move from this house. I did have a will already drawn up, but I didn't trust the solicitors who were holding it. I started worrying about being done in. I need to be careful about anxiety as it's not good for me. So I decided to get the legal side of things sorted out. I wanted to get peace of mind. If I die, I want it to be an easy process for the person who needs to sort it out. I was also concerned about a grandson I'm close to who isn't a blood relative. I want him to get something, and without an official will drawn up, I know he won't inherit anything from me. I also wanted to leave something to the Middlesex Association for the Blind and to other organisations whose work I value. Where did you hear about our free will writing service? David said, I was talking to Camilla, my support worker. I told her that I needed to change my will after my brother died. Camilla suggested to me that I consider using MAB's free will writing service. She said she would ask Catherine, the fundraiser, to phone me. And were you happy with the process? How did it unfold? David said, I've been extremely happy with the process so far. Catherine phoned me back that day and asked me if she could pass my details on to Guardian Angels. Within a couple of days, someone from Guardian Angels had phoned me and organised for a solicitor to come to my home to draw up the will here for me. The solicitor came to see me the very next week. She spent a lot of time with me, guiding me through the process. I also needed help with other legal issues, and although I have to pay for those additional things, I'm obviously pleased that the will itself is drawn up for free. They have sent me back the documents already, which I just need to get someone to read through for me, paragraph by paragraph, to check all the details. I believe that thereafter, I just need to sign the will in the presence of two witnesses. How do you feel now that you've drawn up your will? David said, I feel much better now and much more relaxed. Some people have people around them who they can talk to about these things, but I don't have that right now. My partner isn't well right now, so I needed someone else who I could speak to. It has been wonderful to go through this process. I have one less problem to worry about right now. If any of you listening to this article would like to know more about our free will writing service, you can either read about it online at www.aftb.org.uk/bequest-giving/, or simply phone us on 020 8423 5141. Meek Legacy, Holiday and Club Grants. Thanks to the generosity of Mrs. Meek from Twickenham, who left us a legacy in her will. MAB offers grants to help groups and individuals towards the cost of either running a social activity for people with VI or of going on holiday. For more information and to request an application form, please contact the MAB head office on 020 8423 5141. Please note that although we will aim to support as many groups and people as possible within the nine boroughs we cover, there is a yearly cap and acceptance of your application for grant support is not guaranteed. IT Support Services by Tomasz Zubecki. Home Visiting Services by Rita Shah. This training from MAB is very useful. It is helping me a lot. I am learning how to use a tablet, and before that, Tomasz taught me how to use my phone. On my phone, I've been using an app called Be My Eyes, so if I want to find out whether I'm about to put on a blue or a red t-shirt, the Be My Eyes app will create a video call and put me in touch with a volunteer. The volunteer answers the phone and looks at the clothing in front of me, and they tell me then what colour that piece of clothing is. The app also helps me with things like the expiry dates on the food. Tomasz also helped me to learn how to set alarms on my phone, so I know I'll be able to wake up at the right time in the morning. Service User Testimonial, Kevin, London Borough of Brent. IT Support Services by Tomasz Zubecki. Home Visiting Services by Alison Bicknell. I have had two IT training sessions and I have found them extremely useful. Tomasz is helping me to use my phone more than I did before. With his help, I no longer need to ask other people to check my messages for me. This gives me a lot more independence. He has also taught me how to use Seeing AI technology. It is an app for people with visual impairment. I did try this before by myself, but I must have been holding the phone incorrectly to use the app. What I can do now is that if a letter arrives in the post and I want to know what it says, I take a picture of the document and it reads it back to me. It also works for products. If I have a tin of food in the cupboard and I don't know what is inside it, then the app will read the barcode and tell me if it is beans or tomatoes or anything else. There is also another aspect to the app called short text. So if, for example, I'm looking at something in the freezer, then I scan it with my phone and it will describe what it sees. Learning how to use this app has been fantastic for me, as it means I don't have to wait for people to come home before I can cook and feed myself. There is just so much I'll be able to do with my phone. I feel incredibly grateful to Apple for having developed all of this technology, but none of it is any use to me unless I have someone who can teach me how to use it. Zoom is the next thing I want to master, as I feel like I'm missing out not being able to use it. When I was sighted, I used to be able to write down all the steps to use technology, and I was competent. Now, having lost my sight, I need to be able to memorise how to get onto programmes like Zoom. I'm so pleased with everything that I'm learning through this service. Service user testimonial, Harbinder, London Borough of Harrow. MAB Services and News. We're pleased to introduce the MAB team. Valerie Hill, Chief Executive Officer. Patricia Odina, Operations Manager. Catherine Holtzhausen, Fundraising Manager. Arate Davda, Accounts Manager. Tomasz Zuberski, Mobile IT Trainer. John Monkhouse, Employment Services Officer. Nazreen Akhtar, Office Administrator. Maggie Dawson, Braille Tutor. Cheyenne Syed, Mobile Resource Unit Manager. Raheel Razvi, Rapid Response Counselor. Bina Padia, Barnet Support Worker. Rita Shah, Brent Support Worker. Camilla Reynolds, Ealing Support Worker. Ruth Gaskin, Enfield Support Worker. Caroline Adamson, Haringey Support Worker. Alison Bicknell, Harrow Support Worker. Joanne White, Hillingdon Support Worker. Kazia Chetblack, Hounslow Support Worker. Annie Rubio-Belenga, Richmond Support Worker. Leavers, Ruby Mia and Adam Nazar Bandari. From all of us at MAB, thank you for your valuable contribution and all the very best for the future. We are very grateful for the hard work and dedication of all our team members, past and present, and thank them for always striving to make a positive difference to the lives of people with a visual impairment. Envision. This is a free online resource dedicated to helping people live better by seeing better. They recently published an educational guide to navigating the internet for individuals with low vision or blindness. Our free resource covers the built-in tools that make sites more accessible for people with vision loss. Please take a look. The website link is envisioncentres.com/internet-accessibility-guide/. Ealing Social Club for the Blind, information leaflet. Aim: to encourage visually impaired people to get out, meet other people, learn new things from others' experiences, gain more confidence, and have a good time. What we do: offer refreshments at each meeting, host a summer buffet in July, have a Christmas dinner in December. At other meetings, we book entertainers, for example, musicians, storytellers, speakers for local events, attractions, or talks by organisations with information that is relevant to people with sight loss, for example, police, firemen, social services, Age UK, Health Watch, Metro Blind Sports, MAB, etc. Sighted helpers attend club evenings to provide support. Club meetings are every fourth Thursday of the month from 7:30 to 9:30 PM at St Barnabas Church Hall, Pitshanger Lane, W51QG. Membership is £25 per year, payable in one or two instalments. The first two meetings are free taster sessions. The club is run entirely by volunteers, so all funds raised, including membership, go towards running the club, venue hire, insurance, entertainment, refreshments, etc. Transport. We try to provide transport for our members to and from the club using volunteer drivers who have been DBS checked. Sufficient number of drivers is not guaranteed. Contact Rosemary Thorndycroft, telephone 020 8903 1097. Other news. Volunteers needed. You can make a real difference. Testimonial from Antonina, daughter of MAB client, supported by volunteer Pam. I cannot extol the virtues of MAB enough. My mother had a stroke that left her with only peripheral vision 15 years ago. At the time, I had a three-year-old child. I live only 20 houses away from my mother, but there is no way that I can do for her what MAB does. I am a widow now and need to look after my son. MAB has sent people to read to her every week for the last 10 years. My son used to also go around when he was little to listen to them. Some of the stories they read, my mum likes, and some she finds pretty grim. She sits through them, though, as she so values the relationship that she has with a volunteer. I have realised over the years, the visits are about more than the reading. The reading obviously helps to keep my mother to remain mentally engaged and challenged, but what is more important is the relationship that develops between my mum and the volunteer. We have had a number over the years, as many of them needed to stop for various personal reasons, but they have all been so important. The visits provide an opportunity for my mum to have conversations with people who aren't her family. They give her a window into the world. I tried audiobooks initially, I tried everything, but nothing worked for my mum like this human interaction. What is interesting to me is that as the relationship between the volunteer and my mum builds, my mum starts to be concerned about the volunteer and her life too. She starts to care for them and to worry about them if they're having a hard time for one or other reason. I think this is so healthy. It means the relationship isn't only about my mum being the one receiving. The volunteer also gets some care and concern from another human being through the connection. It becomes reciprocal, which makes my mum feel like she's still useful in the world. Do I think that a weekly visit from MAB keeps elderly people with visual impairment out of care homes? Absolutely. That human contact, the social connection that breaks the isolation, all of this means that my mum remains more alert, more connected, less depressed, more mentally healthy, and therefore more able. All of this keeps her away from needing intensive care. Volunteers are needed in the boroughs of Barnet, Brent, Ealing, Enfield, Haringey, Harrow, Hillingdon, Hounslow and Richmond. Employment Services by John Monkhouse. Home Visiting Services by Bina Padia. Before I joined the Middlesex Association for the Blind, MAB, I was not aware of what support is out there for people who are visually impaired. After losing my job in February 2023, I thought it was the end of the world for me. I had no hope and my confidence was totally knocked off. I felt hopeless and useless, thought I would not be able to do everything I used to enjoy doing, i.e. supporting people, challenging myself to learn new things, and travelling. Then, the RNIB referred me to MAB for employment and emotional support. MAB has helped me gain the education and skills required to succeed in life. The Education and Employment Support Team helped me develop my CV, a specification letter and a cover letter tailored to specific occupations. They gave me resources to help me get back into employment. MAB also provided me with other programmes such as the Rehabilitation Programme, VIP Club for Social Activities, Home Visits and Community Involvement. This has greatly helped me regain my confidence in navigating the world. MAB also gave me access to assistive devices and technology designed to assist me at home. Additionally, MAB offered to train me on using these devices effectively and independently. What really stands out about my journey with MAB is the sense of friendship and collaboration among fellow participants. We formed a supportive community and exchanged ideas and experiences. Their different perspectives have enriched my understanding and inspired me to take on new perspectives. It has also given me the opportunity to connect with other people who understand my journey, experience and interests. I have now completed my course with flying colours and I could never have been able to accomplish it without MAB. I would like to say a big thank you to the MAB team for supporting me through this journey and for bringing back the best of me. Service User Testimonial, Adabunmi, London Borough of Barnet. Audio described tours at Frameless. Address 6 Marble Arch, London, W1H7AP. Next tour, 2nd of April 2024, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Frameless is an award-winning multi-sensory gallery based in central London with over 90 minutes of hypnotic visuals and a dazzling score. This exciting, engaging new way of experiencing art is transformative. We are delighted to offer audio described tours tailored specifically for visitors who are blind or visually impaired. During these tours, we provide enhanced support with headsets, linked to a dedicated guide who leads groups through the galleries at Frameless, describing the visual content alongside the music. Participants are eligible for a complimentary accompanying carer's ticket. Tours will have a maximum of 20 participants and will be led by a dedicated access team who will provide tailored content according to the needs of individuals. There will be time at the start of the tour for the guide to meet with visitors to discuss how to ensure that you get the most out of your Frameless experience. During tours, participants may choose to sit down or lie on the floor. Frameless encourage everyone to feel at home and engage with the experience in whatever way they feel comfortable. For a quieter experience, book an audio described tour during one of their chilled experiences, where they have 50% reduced capacity. 30% discount offer for groups of four or more. Email access@frameless.com for more information or book via www.universe.com/events/audio-described-tours-at-frameless-tickets-R-M-F8S X. The Mobile Resource Unit, Assistive Technology Demonstrations. For more information on assistive technology, how to prevent and manage sight loss and more, please visit our Mobile Resource Unit. For full details, including venues and dates for the MRU, please visit our website www.aftb.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. Mouse magnifier projected to TV or computer screen. Clover 6 handheld video magnifier. Clover 7S handheld video magnifier. And the Clover Book Pro text to speech magnifier. Home Visiting Services by Ruth Gaskin. Mobile Resource Unit Assistive Technology Demonstrations by Cheyenne Syed. I met Sharam recently when I started working as a support worker in Enfield. He was born in Iran, speaks Farsi, and came to the UK about 25 years ago. Sharam is nearly totally blind, so has no vision, unlike others who are also registered severely sight impaired. While helping him with admin tasks, I realised he's a real wizard with a mobile phone, which in his case is an iPhone. Due to being blind, he uses a screen reader when using the phone. That means the screen reader reads out to him anything that is on the screen. The Apple screen reader is called VoiceOver, and with this technology, Sharam can do anything like a sighted person can do on the internet. Everything Sharam knows, he researched, tried out and taught himself, and now he's teaching others via WhatsApp, Zoom and other social media platforms. He mainly teaches Farsi-speaking people all over the world, but this is not exclusive. With some students, he communicates in English. He does this all voluntarily, and the basic skills that Sharam teaches are work with VoiceOver, iPhones and iPads only, use Zoom, Skype, emails and text, and shop online, surf the internet, do online banking, etc. When people are competent using VoiceOver for basic skills in their iPhone, iPads, Apple-only products, he's willing to assist them further by helping them to find employment or set up their own business. If you want to take advantage of Sharam's help, please contact MAB head office and we will put you in contact with our Enfield support worker, Ruth Gaskin. His services are free and he will give you advice over the phone, so there's no need to travel to see him in person. Inspiring story from a service user on assistive technology, Sharam, London Borough of Enfield. Kew Royal Botanical Gardens, Orchid Festival, Sensory Tour. Designed for visitors with sight loss and their carers, this sensory experience gives you the chance to touch and smell elements of our Orchid Festival. This year, we look to Madagascar with its stunning natural beauty and incredible biodiversity. Become enchanted by the island of 1,000 orchids, a land of striking contrast from spiny forests to succulent woodlands, and a menagerie of the most unique wildlife on Earth. Sunday the 11th of February 2024, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. and Sunday the 25th of February 2024, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. For Kew Gardens Orchid Sensory Tour tickets and dates 2024, see tickets.com. iMatter, a daily multi-activity peer support group for people with visual impairment. Zoom online meetings and monthly meetups in London. Activities include cookery, poetry, chair yoga, book club, audio-described Zumba sessions, sailing day and picnic break, Tate Modern private audio-described tour, neurobics, aerobics for the memory, sports taster days, audio-described chair yoga, social group gathering, drama improvisation, quiz time, mental health well-being group, discuss and swap survival hacks, and listen and sing along sessions. For more information, contact Susie at iMatter. Call 07968 722 664 or email imattervi@gmail.com. Rapid Response Counselling Services by Raheel Razvi, active in all 9 boroughs. I used to be a strong person. I was a single mother and I was very independent. I used to cook for my neighbours. Now I cannot even cook for myself. I have pinhole vision and also cataracts, as well as other health issues. I've lost my confidence and seen many friends walk away from me. I was suicidal in 2018. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. But Raheel has been helping me enormously. He is my rock. I don't think I would have got through this journey without him. I don't think I would be here today having this conversation with you if it weren't for Raheel. The things I cannot share with other people, I can share with Raheel. I ask him questions about how I feel. I say to him, do other people who go blind also not want to get out of bed in the mornings? And when he says, yes, they do, I feel so much better. I've gone from feeling 100% depressed to feeling 50-50. I still have my off days, but I also feel more socially connected now with Raheel, and my mental well-being has improved a lot thanks to him. Service user testimonial, Miss D. Raheel is an amazing guy. I was born with sight loss, but I became very depressed about 6 months ago. Raheel came to see me, and I never met anyone before who really listened to me. Raheel did that for me. He actually listened to what I was feeling. He's one of those people who makes you feel so calm and relaxed that you know you can open up and he won't judge you. Before Raheel, I didn't want to see anyone. He flipped that on its head and made me see that there are people who care. He has helped me so much with my mental well-being. Service user testimonial, Mr. R. Raheel used to talk to me every week. Now I only need him every couple of months. I was very depressed when I lost my sight. I wasn't suicidal, but my world was turned upside down. Raheel's speech helps so much. I'm learning to accept things now. Some days I'm still a bit miserable. Raheel encourages me and I've been able to keep my independence. I still make my own bed and I do my own laundry. People ask me, how do you manage to do that? When you go blind, you think you're the only person in the whole world who has gone blind. You feel isolated. You feel like, oh God, it's happened to me. Raheel and the MAB newsletter have helped me to realise that I'm not the only one going through this. This has helped improve my mental well-being. Some days I cope, some days I don't, but generally I feel like I'm moving from just surviving to coping. Now I go down to the lobby in my building and I meet up there with other people who are also visually impaired. We sit and we chat together. This helps too. Service user testimonial, Mrs. I. Home Visiting Service by Amy Rubio Belenga. I am happy with the service. Amy comes to visit me from time to time and she helps me to fill out forms and to do paperwork. She helps me to shred the papers I no longer need. Life would be harder without MAB. My vision is not at all good after my stroke. If I have more needs, I phone her and she comes and helps me. The service is very good and very helpful. I'm very happy. Service user testimonial, Dorothy. London Borough of Richmond. Employment Service Training and Advice by John Monkhouse. I've done one of these courses before and went on to work at the Flavours and Fragrance Company. Then I had to move and I had to give that up. I was very sorry to have to do that. I moved around a bit and am now back in London. I felt I wanted to go through the course again to gain confidence. I've done lots of employment searches before and never managed to get a job. When people heard that I have an impairment, they didn't employ me. It was only through MAB and the employment service that I managed to find a job for the first time. That is why I've come back here after being away for so long. It is great to do the course again. There are so many things I had forgotten, and I've realised the importance of updating my CV. I wouldn't have thought I had much to add to it, but with John's help, I realised that I can add in other information. Looking for work here is different to doing it with other organisations. Things like job research. We do the research here, but John watches us while we do it. This means that he can help us immediately if we go wrong or need assistance. And then when we find something, he helps us with the job application process too. Service user testimonial, Nada. Cost of living crisis campaign. Resources available. For further information, please contact your borough support worker or volunteer coordinator. NHS Services and Winter Vaccination Campaign 2023-2024. For further information, please contact your borough support worker or volunteer coordinator. MAB Board of Trustees. Chair, Mr. Raj Mehta. Vice Chair, Mr. Bharat Hindosha. Treasurer, Mr. Kambiz Dhanashaya. Trustee, Ms. Ola McCauley. Trustee, Mr. Jagdish Shingadia. Trustee, Ms. Rachel Goldberg. Trustee, Ms. Parul Bazu Barua. Trustee, Mr. Kazim Katak. And Trustee, Mr. Raphael Minikin. MAB VIP Social Clubs. The meetings are a chance for people to get together and make new friends. Through socialising at the clubs, people who are new to visual impairment are inspired by the people they meet. It is an opportunity to share challenges and victories and to make social connections that go beyond the life of the monthly meeting. We currently run monthly clubs in all 9 boroughs. Barnet. Our Barnet VIP Club runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the last Thursday of every month at St Margaret's United Reformed Church, Victoria Road, Finchley, N3 1BD. Brent. Our Brent VIP Club runs from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the first Monday of each month at the Brent Bridge Park Community Leisure Centre, Brentfield, Harrow Road, NW10 ORG. Ealing. Our Ealing VIP Club Coffee Morning runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the third Thursday of each month at the William Herbane Centre, 1 St Dunstan's Road, W7 2EY. Our Ealing Trike Club usually runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the last Wednesday of the month, March to October only, in Walpole Park, Mattock Lane, W5 5EQ. Enfield. Our Enfield VIP Drop-In Centre runs from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the third Thursday of each month at the Park Avenue Centre, 65C Park Avenue, Bush Hill Park, Enfield, EN1 2HL. Haringey. Our Haringey VIP Club runs from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the second Wednesday of each month at the Winkfield Resource Centre, 33 Winkfield Road, Wood Green, N22 5RP. Harrow. Our Harrow Open Eyes VIP Club runs from 10:45 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. on the last Wednesday of each month at Wildstone Library, 38 to 40 High Street, Wildstone, HA87AE. Hillingdon. Our Hillingdon VIP Club runs from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the last Thursday of each month at Christchurch, Redford Way, Belmont Road, Uxbridge, UB8 1SZ. Hounslow. Our Hounslow VIP Club usually runs from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Thursday of the month at the British Legion, Witten Road, Hounslow, TW3 2DB. Richmond. Our Richmond VIP Club runs from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the second Monday of each month at Duke Street Church, Living Meeting Room, Duke Street, Quadrant Road, Richmond, TW9 1DH. For more details about our social clubs, please visit our website at www.aftb.com. www.ofsi.org.uk or call 020 8423 5141. Braille Bliss. Braille greeting cards. The link to Kerry's online shop is braillebliss.etsy.com. Donations to be made from sales to Guide Dog UK. Home Visiting Service by Amy Rubio Belenga. What I want to highlight about the value of MAB in my life is that your service is ongoing. This is the major difference between what the local authorities offer us and what MAB offers us. The local council officers are always keen to close the case. That is not what happens with MAB. I have found the IT training in particular to be very helpful. Tomasz has the right approach, which is to work out what you need and to see how he can help you from there. There are other IT training courses that require you to purchase expensive equipment and then to follow a particular training programme. This doesn't really help at all. The customised approach that MAB offers is very helpful. This means that sometimes Tomasz listens to my needs and then goes home and does some homework before coming back to help me further. It is very hard to stay up to date with all the apps that are available as a person with visual impairment. Tomasz is fantastic in helping me do this. And then there is the home visiting service. I need less of it now, but at the beginning it was extremely helpful as everything was overwhelming. There is a lot of information you have to absorb as someone who has lost your sight, and having the support worker come every week to help me work through it was extremely helpful. She helped me with council issues, with reading my mail, with problems I had with my dishwasher, or with the lamp in my daughter's room. She also helped me walking to Richmond Park to get some exercise, ensuring that I didn't step in front of a car. It is this ongoing support that is so valuable. Service User Testimonial, Raphael, London Borough of Richmond. Find us on Facebook at Middlesex Blind. Find us on Instagram, Middlesex Blind. Find us on LinkedIn, Middlesex Association for the Blind. Are you receiving this newsletter in your preferred format? Outlook is produced in the following formats: large print, Braille, on USB, email. It is also available online in print and in audio formats at www.aftb.org.uk/outlook-magazine/. So that we can keep our records up to date, please telephone us if you move address or would like to receive Outlook in a different format. Telephone 020 8423 5141. Alternatively, please email Patricia at patricia@aftb.org.uk. Magnifico, the magnifier company. Established in 1999, many thanks to the Magnifier Company for their free sample magnifiers for our service user demonstrations. They offer a selection of magnifying glasses, Fresnel lenses, magnifier lamps, loops, linen testers, and low vision aids. For more information, go to www.magnifyingglasses.co.uk. Evenbreak, job board for disabled candidates. Contact numbers. Borough coordinators' contact numbers. Barnett and Brent. Rita Shah, 07510 127 893. Ealing, Camilla Reynolds, 07387 101 631. Enfield, Ruth Gaskin, 07858 311 410. Haringey, Caroline Adamson, 07754 875 175. Harrow, Alison Bicknell, 07387 101 632. Hillingdon, Joanne White, 07387 101 630. Hounslow, Katarzyna Czeplak, 07511 826 892. Richmond, Einara Rubio Belenga, 07521 927 970. Sensory Services Team contact numbers. Barnett, 020 8359 5000. Brent, 020 8937 4300. Ealing, 020 8825 6230. Enfield, 020 8379 1001. Haringey, 020 8489 8900. Harrow, 020 8901 2680. Hillingdon, 01895 556 633. Hounslow, 020 8583 3100. Richmond, 020 8891 7971. Contributing to Outlook. We welcome contributions to the newsletter. Please send your articles to Patricia Odina by emailing patricia@aftb.org.uk. This edition of Outlook is produced by Middlesex Association for the Blind, Suite 18, Free Trade House, Lowther Road, Stanmore, Middlesex, HA7 1EP. Telephone 020 8423 5141. Email info@aftb.org.uk. Website www.aftb.org.uk. Registered charity number 207007. Thank you all for your support. A big thank you to the Management and Community Champion team at Morrison's Supermarket, Honeypot Lane, Queensbury, London, NW9 6RN, for allocating free car parking spaces to MAB service users and staff. Special thanks also to our volunteers for their continued support. To the Management and Community Champion team at Tesco Superstore, Ballards Lane, Finchley, N3 1XP, a big thank you for your continued support of our VIP Barnett Monthly Coffee Mornings. Our sincere thanks to the following for allowing us to place MAB collection boxes on their premises. Joe's Bacon Bite, 5 Queensbury Station Parade, HA8 5NP. Bath Road Pharmacy, 115-117 Bath Road, Hounslow, TW3 3BT. Seven Oaks Court, Copswood Way, Northwood, HA6 2TW. Harrison Hall Coffee Shop, 24 King Street, Twickenham, TW1 3SN. Thank you to Barnett Copthall Leisure for hosting MAB monthly activity days. To all our Trust, Foundation, Borough and corporate donors, without you we would not exist. Thank you for your continued support. That was the end of Outlook Autumn Winter Edition 2023-2024. It was produced by Calibre Audio and your reader is Emma Scott.